A&E debuts a new documentary on Monday. It's called Chris Rock's Bring the Pain. Before his rise as a stand-up star, Rock was seen as a failing protege of Eddie Murphy, who'd been fired from Saturday Night Live. But a 1996 HBO special resurrected Rock's career. The new documentary chronicles that moment and its impact on American culture. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans joins us now. Hi, Eric.
Hi.
You were actually a critic in 1996 as well. What did you think of Bring the Pain when it came out?
I'm feeling old now for some reason, but yeah. Yeah, I actually was. I remember actually getting a VHS screener to the tape of Bring the Pain and seeing it before it actually aired, and I was blown away by it because I always had this sense that Chris Rock was this guy. Seemed like he might be funny. He could be cool, but, you know, you see him on Saturday Night Live. He's hardly ever in any sketches, and when he is in a sketch, he's not that funny. And, you know, there was this sense of, you know, is this guy really as good as you might think he would be, given that Eddie Murphy had taken him under his wing? And this special was the beginning of the Chris Rock that we all know.
Okay, so let's go to the Wayback Machine. 1996, this is Chris Rock in Bring the Pain talking about the O.J. Simpson trial.
O.J. was big. That's right. Black people too happy, white people too mad. I ain't seen white people that mad since they canceled MASH. Black people way too happy. Like, hey, we won! We won! Yeah, we won! Every day I look in the mailbox for my OJ prize, nothing.
So, Eric, people in the documentary talk about how Chris Rock's jokes toe this line that a lot of people would be afraid to cross. Isn't that kind of exactly what comedy is supposed to be, to go as close as you possibly can?
Yeah, but the way he did it was pretty intense. And he had a section of that OJ bit where he talked about how, you know, Nicole Brown Simpson had a car that OJ bought for her that she let Ron Goldman drive, according to his joke. You know, he kind of humorously details this information, and then he says, now, I'm not saying he should have killed her, but I understand. And so in that moment, you're laughing, but you're also like, I'm laughing at the fact that he's, you know, saying that there might be a reason to explain why this guy might have killed her. And now, of course, we understand that when it comes to sort of abusive relationships and things like that, it's not about anything that you can reason away. But at the time, there were some people who thought that way about how abusive relationships worked. And he put his finger right on it, saying, OJ was wrong, but here's a way of looking at this that you might not have thought about. And there weren't many comics at that time that were doing that.
And I think we have some more tape here of Chris Rock talking about his OJ jokes.
It's too easy to go, he's innocent, which is like, I've saw those routines. And it's too easy to go, he's a monster. The real funny is in that middle. Otherwise, it's just preaching.
Interesting point there. Back to Bring the Pain, there is this famous bit that is, frankly, hard to talk about on the radio. Let's just say it.
Let's get into it. So he had this bit where he talked about the difference between N-words, and he used the actual word, and black people. And he called it like a civil war going on in the black community. And then he went on to tell all of these jokes about what N-words do. So he would say N-words always want credit for something that they're supposed to be doing. An N-word would say, you know, I take care of my kids. Well, you're supposed to take care of your kids. Now, the context of this is that this is the mid-1990s when gangster rap is not only taking over black music, it's taking over pop culture. And this idea of the sort of rebellious, violent young black man was really taking prominence in pop culture. But there's a bunch of black folks sort of looking at that and saying, well, you know, that doesn't really represent my values. That's not really what I stand for. And there's this friction in the community.
And it was so tense at one point that he almost got into a fight with the rapper Tupac.
In the documentary, they talk about how one time he ran into Tupac, I think in a club, and Tupac wanted to challenge him to a fight because basically that N-word versus black people, well, the N-word is embodied by gangster rappers like Tupac. And then also he did it in Oakland. Well, there were a lot of black folks in Oakland who felt like, well, he's talking about me. And so they got mad and they walked out. So this was not a routine that was universally accepted, but it articulated something that was happening in black culture that people hadn't quite figured out how to talk about. I mean, I remember when I saw it, I was like, wow. I mean, it's the kind of thing that a lot of people have been thinking, But how do you say it in a way that's funny but also makes the point? And he found a way.
Now, W. Kamau Bell is the director of this documentary. He's a comedian in his own right. What do you think motivated him to take this story on?
Well, Kamau's connection to Chris Rock goes back a ways. I think Kamau's first TV show, Chris Rock was the executive producer, and I think he helped him actually get that show on FX. And so Kamau, who has now, he has a CNN show now, United Shades of America, that's won an Emmy Award. And so it makes sense that somebody like that who knows race, who knows stand-up comedy, who knows a little bit about how to put a great documentary together would do this piece about someone who had been his TV godfather back in the day and talk about what was a pivotal moment for black comics and for black people in the 1990s and a pivotal moment for Chris Rock, certainly.
NPR TV critic Eric Deggans, hey, thanks very much.
Yeah, thank you.
And Chris Rock's Bring the Pain airs Monday on A&E.